I'm actually working on this comic strip now about Lucifer and what that was about, the fall of Lucifer. And I'm sticking to my guns here, no matter how much I have to question my past ideas and mythos and stuff, and how it was seeded in me by toxic occultist culture. I still come back to this, that Lucifer, in order to fall and become Satan, he couldn't have just done it out of perverse, willful meanness or stupidity. That there must have been something must have happened to Lucifer for him to recoil in that way. Anyway, so the analogy, one analogy, the garden, the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden relates to when a baby takes its first shit, and it's proud of this shit because it's the first thing it's actually created, and it might even play with the shit. And the parent, one of the parents, or both, arrive, or they notice the smell and the mess, and they make an expression of disgust, and they berate the baby. Bad baby, bad. Well, I mean, it'd be a really bad parent that actually said the baby was bad for shitting. But if it was playing with the shit, it might. A parent might do that. And anyway, so that would be an example of just a word, but behind which is an energy of disgust, of anger, of rejection, that goes straight into the nervous system of that infant in a moment of openness and joy. It doesn't know the difference between shit and sunshine. It's just all phenomena. It doesn't know the difference between a good and a bad smell. There's something about demons and about depression is they can't hurt us directly. They can only make us hurt ourselves. Depression never killed anyone, but it did cause people to kill themselves, which is kind of Luciferian in itself, right? So bad things have to happen. There's no way of avoiding it. For Lucifer, it was a bad thing that he got split off from the creation and had to descend into matter and watch God create Adam and Eve and love them more than him, or whatever it was that happened there. But that was just part of the natural order of divine manifestation. The reaction was what caused the problem. And this is true, but there's no blame. That's my problem with the myths about Lucifer. Lucifer did it wrong, he's bad, he's damned for all eternity. Well, then God's incomplete for all eternity. How's that gonna resolve itself? And the only equivalent I can see clearly is for infants, because Lucifer, I mean, well, it's kind of an infant, God's first son or something, who they have no choice but to react to traumatic events, adverse events, except by dissociating. And that's a problem, but we don't have any choice. They wouldn't even survive if we didn't dissociate. So I mean, you could say, well, then the problem's in what created the trauma, but well, in the Lucifer tale, that's God. So it doesn't work to blame God either, just as it doesn't work to blame the parents. So then, well, it's just life. Shit happens. If you eat, you're gonna shit. Then it seems to be something to do with the timing. The timing was a bit off. Or we just haven't seen the full picture yet. We're not at the end yet. We've gone from Eden to Babylon, but we haven't got to Armageddon yet. So we don't actually know what it's going to look like when the whole thing is over.
Lucifer. The thing that came up for me as you were talking was his name. It's the light bringer, so it's the one that lives in the light, which kind of implies to me that ultimately, here the original sin, if you like, is he's the one that doesn't want to look at the shadow. So if there's a shadow there, I'm imagining God planted that shadow, the seed of that shadow, and there's for whatever reason, through free will or whatever, there's a reluctance to look at the shadow. because he lives in the light. And you could say that the apotheosis of Luciferic consciousness is anyone that does evil in the name of light. So they deny the dark, and they espouse an ideology or a utopian ideal that is in denial of shadow. So, you know, if we're looking at first causes and principles, I would say there's something in his character that is just unwilling or flinching at the shadow. And then out of that comes separation and pride, and, you know, he's done a poo and that's my poo. But ultimately, the origin or the genesis of it is an unwillingness to embrace or accept the dark in his being.
We are because we are physically connected, even if we're not in the same continent. We're physically part of the Earth and part of the solar system. And yes, there's distance between us, but there's distance between the cells in our blood too, presumably. There is space within our bodies. So the space that's around our bodies might, there's no reason to think it actually disconnects us any more than the space inside our bodies disconnects the parts of our bodies. But the mind and the intellect, and this is central to the Lucifer myth, apparently, that he was the nous, the divine intellect, the principle of divine intellect, which has the faculty of separating things out. And that faculty turns against itself. It's so paradoxical and ironic. It's like the part of the Godhead, not a term I particularly like, but the totality of consciousness that was able to separate, was there to separate things, even like naming the animals in the garden, then itself got separated. It's like it misused that power. Oh, if I can separate things, I can separate myself from God.
Does the serpent turn up just after the naming? All the animals are named, then he turns up? Is that the chronology, do you know?
Good question. It's such a brief, you know, it's just so few passages. So this certainly must be close together, and it wouldn't be after, would it? I mean, Adam wouldn't have named the animals after the serpent came in. Don't suppose. The fusion, so that we can't, many of us anyway, can't think without using language. I think that's very central to this the fall of consciousness. Because there's a way of thinking that isn't language based, and yet it's like thinking, because I sit here and I wait. And I am thinking, of course, I don't just stop thinking, but I'm not thinking, you know, Lucifer or a man, the body, death, the intellect. Oh, yeah, now I'll say this. I'm not working it out. I mean, I'm thinking about those things, but while I'm thinking about them, there's this delivery comes, and it wasn't in language. And then, oh, okay, I know what to say now. And out it comes, and it gets squeezed out like a turd as language. But it wasn't delivered like food. It wasn't delivered as language. It's a package of energy, and that's what happens on these meetings. And that's why they're energizing potentially, and it's because we're exchanging packages of energy. I mean, it's worth considering that that's happening anyway. emotions are like weather. Like, there's, in a certain sense, there's no such thing as weather. There's the earth and there's the environment, and then things happen in it. But we could say, I could say, it's raining now. Well, yes, it is. But it's not only raining. And at what point does mist become rain? We define things, but, and the rain itself doesn't exist. What exists is the clouds, the moisture, condensation, water, even water, you break that down to molecules. So yeah, emotions are very much so. They're very undefined until we define them. And then the act of defining, I'm coming full circle now, we get defined by it. We define the depression, the feelings and the sensations of depression, and then we end up being confined to the definition of somebody who's depressed. So that's like Matthew was saying, that the name in the gardens, and the, or what I was saying, that the intellect can define things, but then it gets trapped in being the defining faculty. And that in the Luciferian thing, Lucifer became Satan when he became the accuser. That's the meaning of Satan's, the accuser. So it's like definition eventually becomes a prison guard. And so the accusation is guilty. That's like the final word. In the beginning was the word, and in the end was another word. And it was, you know, hell. I damn you to hell. So there's like the idea of guilt and the feeling of shame and the punishment. Came about with Lucifer, and so Lucifer is the fall guy. I mean, he's defined hell, and so he's in hell. It's the definition itself that is confined to its, you know, limitations. There, it's a bit weirdly garbled at the end because the words are the very thing that I'm trying to talk my way out of.